Lights, camera, action.
And the winner is...
Next up is Army of the Dead, which came out on Netflix Friday.
Okay,
and the calendar is not popping up. What was Friday?
The 21st.
The 21st is when Army of the Dead came to Netflix after a limited release in theaters, but like all Netflix, I mean, they're barely in theaters. They just do that in case, you know, award ceremony comes along, whatever. But directed by Zack Snyder, I think it's his first movie after... The Snyder Cut, Justice League. It is a zombie movie. If you thought the zombie genre was gone or dead, nope, it's, or undead. Following a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas, a group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist ever attempted. Oh, it's the greatest heist ever attempted. I don't know if that was ever portrayed. That's a weird thing to have in there.
I was going to say, not once did I think of this as a heist movie.
I consider it a heist movie. Hey, Toby, how's it going? You coming down the stairs all on your own? Okay, we left the door open, apparently.
Yeah, I did.
It had been described as a heist movie, I guess, because they're, like, trying to rob a casino. Like, in theory, it is a heist movie, but the greatest heist of all time. That's I mean, I guess it's zombies. Has there ever been a heist where they had to tackle zombies? I guess maybe that.
Maybe not.
Maybe that makes it the hardest heist of all time. But starring Dave Bautista and, let's see, a bunch of people I don't necessarily know their name, but they're recognizable to me. Ellen Burnell, Omar Hardwick, Anna De La Reguera, Theo Rossi, who is from Sons of Anarchy. He's
okay.
If you know who I'm talking about, he's kind of the asshole that they bring in for the trade.
Mm-hmm. Tig Notaro is the only other person I recognize in this, besides Dave Bautista.
Yeah, which, funny, so Tig Notaro, she's in Instant Family.
Yep.
Not Octavia Spencer, but the other one of, like, the employees of the adoption company. Mm-hmm. So, funny, sarcastic. She actually replaced someone late in production for this movie.
Oh, really?
Movie. Yeah, she replaced, and I have the name here.
Is that why she, like, doesn't interact with very many characters?
Yeah, no, I think that's legit. I think that's legit, like, why it's like that.
Okay.
Chris
Delia?
Yes. Do you know why he would have been replaced?
No.
Apparently, like, while shooting was going on, he had sexual accusations. You know, so...
I mean, that would have been my guess, because I feel like that's...
unfortunately, the norm.
Yep.
So, yes, recast, and that is probably why, like, she was kind of inserted into certain scenes via, like, green screen and special effects. So, I'll be, like, watching it, I didn't really notice that much. Like, I wouldn't have guessed or been like, oh, yeah, definitely, like, shoehorned in there or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they didn't have, like, the time or money to do a complete reshoot, so it was kind of shoehorned in there a little bit. But, yeah, it's a zombie Vegas heist movie. Initial thoughts before, like, any, like, spoilery stuff or initial thoughts of this movie.
It was a wild ride, I guess. I feel like is the only way I can describe it. It's one of those movies that, like, you're there for the action and the... suspense, and I don't know, it was worthwhile.
Yeah, no, I was excited for this. I remember the trailer came out and it's, you know, bright colors, like weird, like uplifting music and places where, you know, it's gonna be like kind of a quirky kind of movie. So it was exactly what I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah,
so I enjoyed it very much. I think the first half was better than the second half for me, because I thought the first half, you know, it was a little different than most zombie movies that come out. Like, I haven't seen all zombie movies. It isn't necessarily my genre. Like, I haven't seen World War Z or Dawn of the Dead 28 weeks later or days later. I haven't really seen all those. so it isn't necessarily like movies that I look forward to, but this one seemed different and vibrant in certain ways, so I was excited to see it. And I kind of like how it took a different spin on certain things, at least for me early on, where it's like, one, it was, I think the opening was cool, where...
I really liked the opening scene. Yeah, it was good.
Military transporting something, they don't know what, and then, you know, they get in an accident, and that's, like, what unleashes the initial original zombie. I like how... No, I thought that was cool. Like, you don't need too much of an origin for, like where did this come from, but yeah. That was, like, a cool opening. And then they find a way to wall off Vegas. I don't know how that would work, necessarily. Like, right. How do you build 98% of the wall without letting anything escape? But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get... Because when the trailer first came out, I was like, what do they need money in a zombie post-apocalyptic future? But I guess it's kind of like, zombies are just in Vegas, and the rest of the world is functioning as usual, so yep. They still need money. So I always think it's kind of like a... It's not always the best reason to, like, send someone in. It's like, oh, hey, go get these millions of dollars, but whatever, it's good enough, I guess, for this movie. They try looping in some emotional things with Dave Bautista's character, with, you know, he killed his wife because she turned into a zombie, so him and his daughter are estranged. Which, did they live in Vegas then? Because there weren't any zombies outside of Vegas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I guess he had to live in Vegas mm-hmm. when this was happening. And then they do the hierarchy of different zombies. You find out that they aren't just, like, you knew they were fast and kind of smart, but then you find out that there's, like, a hierarchy to the zombies, which was kind of cool and
I thought that was really interesting, actually. And, yeah, there was, like a king and queen, almost. Like, they had a male and female leader, and, like, they had, like, plans where they're like, yeah, we've seen... You know, if you're captured by an alpha, like, they take you to this place, and no one's been inside, but whatever comes out, like, they're potent. And so it's cool that there was actually some sort of, like, society, almost, like, within the zombies, which, you're right, you don't see that. Usually it's just people get bit, they turn into zombies, and then they're just brain dead and just move on instinct alone instead of... with some sort of, like, extra motive.
Yeah. Which, like, they have those two. What were they called? They were, started with an S or something like that, right? Like, not shriekers, but they had a different term for them. I can't remember. Because it was alphas and then something else. But anyways, the other ones, like, the brain dead ones, I like how they first come into Vegas and there's just a bunch of dead ones because they just died in the heat. Well, they're not died because they're always undead, but they withered away, and then if it rains, they'll come back for a little bit, which was kind of cool.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
It got kind of weird where, like, the queen is pregnant from the OG. I don't know how I felt about that storyline, because it didn't really... Like, one, they're undead. I don't know, like, how... reproducing like that, like, works.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, he was... So, spoiler, like, the queen gets killed, and then the alpha gets pissed, and he's like... Like, I don't know if you need to have, like, she was pregnant for him to be extra pissed. It's like, she was just dead. Like, you can be mad about that in general.
And, like, I don't know if they're trying to, like, give some sort of... Like, generate some sort of... Like, make her a sympathetic character in some... sense, like, oh, it wasn't just her, like, but yeah, I think if that wasn't included in the story, like, it wouldn't have felt different.
Exactly.
It really didn't change anything.
Exactly, like, I don't think anything changes. He can just be pissed that they killed his wife, but it, you know, and they don't explore anything on, like, the fact that they can reproduce.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they go into Vegas, they're trying to rob the casino. Dave Bautista's daughter comes along because one of her friends, like, gets brought, like, snuck into the quarantine zone to try to, like, find money, I guess, to give themselves a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So she's secretly trying to find her. They're brought in by the coyote, who's someone who just, she just gets paid to bring people into that zone in and out. I thought she was a cool character.
Yeah.
She took a different turn where she's actually a loyal and caring person, where I think a coyote is maybe someone you'd stereotypically think of someone who doesn't care about anyone other than themselves.
Right, and, you know, one of the first things she does is, when they go in, is she uses one of the guys, albeit one that is a total jerk and no one likes, but she uses him as a sacrifice. You're like, oh, shit, okay, she means business, but, like, she understands how things work inside the quarantine zone.
Yeah, which is cool. Like, she understands, like, how the... She's the one who tells them, like, the zombies aren't what you think they are. They are organized and smart.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when she brought him in, Sons of Anarchy guy, when she brought him in and, like, shot him and then used him as trade, that's when I went, oh, she's actually someone who maybe cares, because she knows that he's, like, a rapist outside of the quarantine zone. He's a bad person. And when she gets hired to bring this, like, little military group in... She looks at him and she tells Dave Bautista, like, we need one more person. And then she walks over to, you know, this guy and she's like, how do you want to make 20 grand? So she's like, she knows she picked a bad person to give out in the trade.
Yeah.
And that was kind of cool. That reminds me, I like the hierarchy of how everyone's getting paid. So the deal is, the guy Scorpion from the new Mortal Kombat movie, he hires all these people to, like, go retrieve $200 million and then they get $50 million. And I like how Dave Bautista has, like, two military friends that he recruits first, and he's like, three of us get $15 million each. We'll split up the rest how we want. And then they go to the helicopter person, because there's, like, an old helicopter in Vegas that they're going to use to escape. And that's Tig Notaro. And they're like, how do you want to make $2 million? So it's like, okay, less. And then they go to the next person, and it's like, how do you want to make 500 grand? And then they go to the next, and it's 250. And by the time they get to the, like, rapist, who they clearly weren't going to pay anyways, it's like, how do you want to make 20 grand?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I don't know how you keep that a secret with everyone.
Right.
Maybe it didn't end up being an issue in the movie. Yeah. But, like, in reality, I'm like, I don't know how you keep that a secret from everyone, but whatever. I thought that was kind of funny. So, yeah, they make the deal. Tiger zombie shows up. That was kind of cool. That was, like, the big moment in the trailer, that at the end of the trailer, where I think people are supposed to be like, oh, cool, zombie tiger.
Yeah.
So it shows up pretty early. But anyway, so they're trying to find the safe. They have a safecracker, Dieter, who, you know, they're trying to get him to the safe, trying to get the money, trying to get out. And along the way, one other person with them is, like, an employee of Tanaka, who, like, hired them. And, like, the whole time you're kind of like, this guy is shady.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you don't, the first 5 minutes of, like, use him as the trade.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, maybe, you know, they used a word, like, an arguably worse person for the trade, so that's fine. But, like, I don't know how they don't just kill this guy in the first 10 minutes and just, all right, we're cool, like, and move on. Because, like, you know he's up to bad shit. And so I guess we'll get into spoilers now. But, so, the twist, Tanaka does have the money, but he doesn't care about it. What he wants is, you know, to get blood of one of the alpha zombies to, like, make an army of controllable zombies, which I feel like is kind of a cliche or trope at this point of, yeah, corporation trying to weaponize something they shouldn't be doing. And while, like, this, because I knew there was going to be a twist where the money probably didn't matter, this is, like, an okay twist, but this is where the movie started just becoming really tropey and cliche to me, where the first half I felt was different and cool. I thought the second half kind of fell into zombie or horror movie cliches and tropes and didn't necessarily end, like, in the way or bang that I would have wanted it to with how the first half went. But
yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think the first half came up with a lot of cool ideas that they didn't expand on or do anything with in the second half, and it just turned into more cliche stuff. And along the way, like, everyone, one at a time, is kind of getting killed, you know, which I expected in this movie, and that's totally fine. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, what did any moments in the second half or, like, any other, like, moments that you liked, didn't like in this, before I kind of get into the more specifics of why I didn't necessarily like it as much in the second half?
Maybe one thing that I noted is, because you kind of get updates on, like, what's going on in Vegas and what's happening inside this quarantine zone, is they've always got, like, I shouldn't say always, but there are a few scenes with, like, a news station. They're kind of giving the update. Oh, here's what's going on. And I always felt like those, like, the news anchors, like, the delivery of their stories was just, like, absurd and, like, goofy. Like, hey, we're, we've decided that, or the government's decided that we're just gonna nuke Vegas, and they, like, I don't know, it was just weird to me. Like, I just thought they were just kind of goofy, and they're like, oh, next up, and it's some completely unreal, like, they're just like, yep, we're gonna nuke Vegas, moving on.
Yeah, it's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like, that was You've a weird part, too.
You've tested in Nevada before. This is no different.
Yeah, exactly. They've done, like, low-level nuclear tests in Nevada, so no big deal. And, you know, it's going to happen on the 4th of July, so it'll be, like, our own little fireworks show. You're like, what? Like, what kind of news station is this? So, that was goofy. I thought it was kind of, like, an interesting spin in there.
Yeah, I like how they're like, quote from the president, I thought it'd be cool for fireworks. And I'm like, obviously, this was made like during the previous presidency, so I don't know if they're trying to do something on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were kind of, you know, loose, like not caring too much with the media or the president with all that stuff. So yeah, of course they're trying to get this heist done before a nuclear bomb hits, and then they move it up 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's gonna hit in 90 minutes or whatever, which. That's always a thing in movies where, how much time do I have to get her back? 9 minutes. Well, clearly, those scenes at the end were more than 9 minutes long. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know why they gotta just make it a whatever it is. Like, whatever's left in the movie. Just time it out later.
Yeah.
Just, oh, 20 minutes. Okay. A little more realistic, but whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought they set these zombies up as a cool society organization, and I thought it was gonna expand on that a little bit more. Like, maybe motivation, or maybe they had some plan to, like, sneak out of Vegas, and they were gonna, like, you know, throw out some bigger plan of the zombies getting out of Vegas, and that's where I was, like, expecting it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just turned into, like, a shoot 'em up. I don't know what the motivation for the zombies were. They were just killing them, which is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, the ending is kind of where I rolled my eyes a little bit. How many movies have that, like, after credit scene or last scene of the movie where you think everyone's fine?
Yeah.
But then the last person alive sees that they were bitten, and then it's, like, cut to black.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, that to me is a cliche or trope. Like, the first time it was done, everyone's like, oh, cool! Like, I can't think of the exact movie the first time.
Yeah.
But I feel like nowadays, I would actually prefer it if that didn't happen. And it happens in this movie, like, one guy survives, and then he's on a private plane. Like, he has the money.
He's the one that's got all the cash.
And he gets in a car, he goes to, like, an airport, he buys a private plane, and then while on the plane, he starts feeling sick, and he finds the bite, and the movie, like, cuts to black, and he's on his way to, like, Mexico City.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I don't know. When that happens, I just go, well, what was the point of this? Like, we followed these people on this journey, and it didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I kind of like it when it's,
well,
there's a purpose to it. Maybe they stopped a bigger plot, or maybe someone got some money, but at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day, like, they saved the day, and that's what matters. But I think too many times people go, no, the world's fucked, we're going to kill it off.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say? Did I cut you off?
I don't remember.
But yeah, I mean, I like most of the characters in this movie. Dieter was funny. He was, like, the German safecracker who didn't know what he was doing. But he was funny. He's the one who saves, like, one of the military guys at the end. Like, he throws him in the vault and saves them from the zombies. And then that's the guy who shows up at the end and is actually bitten and is probably going to, like, ruin the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked a lot of the characters. They're fun. It was definitely, like, everyone's gonna die, because Dave Bautista and this woman, they, like, profess their love to each other, and then, boom, she dies, like,
yeah.
The very next scene.
That's pretty stereotypical.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that sucks, and then, you know, Dave Bautista gets bitten, and has to have his daughter kill him in the end,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he had some money that he gave her. I like how he said, here, maybe you can, like, protect, like, save those girls that, like, the mother of the woman that his daughter was trying to save.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here, you can help those girls out. Weren't they, like, right outside of Vegas, though? Like, they are nuked and dead, right?
You would think so. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like it got a little messy
yeah.
towards the end in
yeah.
the second half. It's still really entertaining though. Mm-hmm. Like definitely worth watching, especially if it's on Netflix.
But. Well, and one thing that was funny, like because this happened in Vegas, like the zombie queen or whatever, like she's a showgirl. Like you can tell what she's wearing. Like she's got heels on, you know. Yeah. And so some of these zombies are like entertainers. Like there's one that's like. He's dodging all these bullets because he's like a break dancer and stuff. So like, some of that like nuanced stuff was like really funny to me. Like that added enough humor into like you know a more serious situation. So like that stuff was
Or they get in the elevator and get the power on and there's like a stereotypical elevator kind of like Vegas fun music that's on.
I would say the music was really. I feel like. The music was in, like, contrast to, like, what was going on. Mm-hmm. So, like, it made it ironic.
Yeah. And, of course, the opening was Zack Snyder. Of course, he has to play Hallelujah in all of his movies. So, it was, like, what, like, instead of Hallelujah, it was saying, like, Las Vegas or
Yeah, I don't remember like the song that. Exactly, but, yeah, it was to that tune.
Yeah. But yeah, no, overall, it was enjoyable. It just didn't end... I guess, as well as I hoped it would, which, it's a zombie movie, maybe I shouldn't have put high expectations on. But when there's so many zombie movies out there, and, like, this one was set up a little bit differently, I was hoping the ending would be a little better, I guess. But yeah, overall, enjoyable, recommend people watching it. Have you thought about a score for this at all?
Oh, I haven't, no.
I'm trying to think, too. I'd probably put it in the... sevens. I'm trying to narrow it down like a 7.5 or 6 in that range. Like the first half was very good, maybe in the eights, like in the great range, but you know, just dragged along a little bit, so yeah, mid sevens in that very good range for me.
Yeah, maybe like mid 6, high 6, like 6.7 maybe.
Okay. IMDb has it a 6.0 right now, which I think is a little low.
Yeah.
But I think Rotten Tomatoes is at a 71% right now, so that's a little more in line with what I thought. After watching it, what I would probably agree with. Metacritic, 57%, so a little lower. I don't know, the critics don't really like zombie movies, I don't think. This is not prestige enough for them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 71% on Rotten Tomatoes for critics, 76% for audience. So that's pretty solid right there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go check out Army of the Dead streaming on Netflix. Definitely worth it. Oh yeah, there was one more. They are making a. There was work of let's see here, prequel being made.
A prequel to this?
Yeah, apparently it'll be called Army of the Thieves. Not Zack Snyder directing. But takes place before the events of Army of the Dead, and we'll focus on Dieter, apparently. The film will also star Natalie Emanuel, Goose Khan, Ruby Ophie, Stuart Martin. People, production's apparently filming wrapped in December 2020, so this is like filmed already.
Oh, interesting.
So that's
okay.
Interesting. There's also an anime series that is in the works as well. Army of the Dead Las Vegas will center around some of the characters that, from Army of the Dead during the early phases of the zombie outbreak. So this was a movie that I had no idea was being made until I saw the trailer like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And there's a prequel that's already filmed and then an anime series in the works. So that's kind of crazy to me. But there you go. It looks like the film was announced back in 2007. So it's... I guess it's been around for a while.
Yeah,
I just
have
no idea about it. But yeah, there you go. Check it out. And I don't know how a prequel or anything would go with this. I think it's fine as is, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's Army of the Dead.
Check it out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.